This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I have a tremendous amount of faith in who we have playing out there right now, in our coaches, and in our front seven's ability to help them. But the one thing I know about that group, Storm Duck, Ethan Bonner, Kendall Sheffield, I can go on and on, is that they come out here every day and compete, which is all we ask for. And we know that because of that, right, you talk about iron sharpened iron, they're gonna face better receivers than the guys that we have. So through that competition, both individually and collectively as a whole, that group is getting better. And when you have that mindset going into the day, right, like you can't help but respond to just what we're trying to do as a defense, right? So as we play better up front, those guys gain confidence both in their technique and fundamentals, and you're seeing that come to life. So while we may not have some of the names that you're used to around here in the secondary, no, I take that because we do have Minkah Fitzpatrick. Let's not act like we're just, right, we don't have any names out there. But those guys are fighting to make a name for themselves, and I think you're going to see that once the regular season starts.
All right, that was Anthony Weaver, Miami Dolphins defensive coordinator. We had this long discussion, Woody, while you were gone with Omar. And he's going, well, you know, what are we going to do? Are they going to keep bringing in guys after Cater got hurt? And there's more guys out there. Are they going to grab some more after they grabbed Hilton and they grab Jack Jones? And he goes, no, listen, man. I know you guys may not realize it, but we're looking to go with the guys we have, Storm Duck, Ethan Bonner. He just mentioned Hilton and Sheffield and Jack Jones and even broke down, hey, for Jack Jones, he's got all the talent in the world. He's had it everywhere he's been. He's just, he's got to make sure he understands it doesn't just stop when you leave the facility every day, that you got to do the right thing away from camp. So he kind of broke it all down, but he goes, these are our guys, man. Hey, we're going to play with them. We're going to have success with them. And Anthony Weaver said that months ago. And everybody's like, well, let's wait and see. All right, OTAs and mini camps over. And they did add a few guys because of injury. They did add, like I said, a few of the guys here. But they're going to go with some young guys, and then some of those other guys have some experience, a lot of it in the league and have been around. And then the other part that we talked about a little bit is maybe playing with three safeties. It seems like it's going to come into play once everybody gets healthy. Ashton Davis got to get healthy. I don't know how long he's going to be out. But it looks like they want to give some other guys some chances with Afatu and Minkah to play, and there could be more safeties playing. I'm dying to see how they use Minkah Fitzpatrick to get the most out of him. I am really curious. We got to get more takeaways. We got to get more interceptions. Last year, that secondary, and they're all gone. With Cater going down, that was two interceptions last year, but the rest of them were, and of course, Ramsey had two interceptions too, but the rest of those guys were empty numbers, man, empty numbers. And so we got to get Can't have 8 or 10 takeaways on your defense. Got to get those numbers up. And you need more interceptions to go with pressure.
Yeah, I'm with him, though, with Coach Weaver there, and that defensive line could be the difference maker, right? Like, that should take a little pressure off the secondary. The other thing is those teams you play a few times, Joe, those division teams, what receiver is really, you know, scary all that much? And I'll even throw this, too, like, outside of Josh Allen, what quarterback really frightens you?
At this point, which
one of those guys between Fields and Drake May gonna pick you apart? Like, you should be able to deal with those offenses.
You need. Last year we didn't do it, but you really when you look at it, but the power rankings are gonna come out. You're gonna see them. Whatever it's worth,
they're trickling out. Yeah,
they are starting to come out. The power rankings, and they're gonna get you to look the preseason power rankings. Now that everybody's kind of seen your 90-man roster and see what you have back and what you've added, and so
you want to warn people and tell them that they're not gonna be good.
Well, the Dolphins are 23.
Yeah, people are not high on the Dolphins right now.
But I got to tell you something. Yeah, the Dolphins come in at 23, but they got the Jets at 28.
Mm-hmm.
They got the Saints at 31. I'm mentioning all these teams because those are the teams you play.
Mm-hmm.
Panthers, 29. Patriots, 25. So you got the Jets at 28 and the Patriots at 25. And Patriots, of course, had all that money, and the reason they've moved up is because they had a ton of money in free agency and went out and got a lot of players. They went out, and they got some really good players. Don't get me wrong. The defensive side of the ball, they got some really good players. You got the Browns 30th on that list. And how about this one? I always forget about Colts at 24. Those are eight of your games. Those are eight of your games. Now, I don't expect you're going to win all of them, okay? I'm not – that would be crazy because I'm sure some of those teams are going, we got Dolphins coming up. We got to get that game.
Well, the division games are always tougher, but
– But Jets twice, Saints, Panthers, Browns, Colts, and then you got the Patriots and Jets, you know, as part of the AFC. So again –
But you know the issue, Joe.
Yeah, I do.
Beating the teams that are on the other half of that power rankings thing you're rattling off here.
No, and besides that, I did want to bring that up for everybody who says we're going to have 5 wins. And, you know,
they're not going to have 5.
Well, what'd you say?
Well, 5, you're dangling with worst team in football, right?
5 will get you a top five pick. Yeah. 5 will get you a top 5 pick.
Then
then
that's the fans that want the rebuild. Yeah, well, if the fans don't want the rebuild, there you go. I think 5 would be – you'd have to have some serious injury issues, right?
But I would just say this, going back to everything. I mean, hey, you know, everybody's right. They got to play better late in the year. Got to play better on the road. You know, all of a sudden, it's crazy, and I shouldn't do this. But that Steelers game.
Why do the Steelers be so bad? You crack me up with the Steelers, man.
Oh, Steelers.
You've been on this for a while. Maybe I hope you're – by the way, I would love nothing more than to see Aaron Rodgers just be terrible up there and that whole thing be a mess.
Aaron Rodgers put 2 good games against us together last year.
It'd be the feel-good story of the NFL if that's –
so what is that game? December 15th sound right? And it's in Pittsburgh, and it's going to be cold up there. It's all those things, right?
Cold, yes.
It's all those things, not to mention – little swapping players there. And
a lot of narratives.
Yeah, there's
a lot of narratives.
You got everything you want.
By the way, I like you casually use the word narrative now. It's like part of your vocabulary. You hit me when we were talking on the phone the other day. You just threw narrative, and you just kept going. I didn't even stop you.
Too deep? There are a few words I'd like to get rid of.
No, but narrative has become such a part of your daily use.
Because our guys, I know once the head coach starts saying it, it spreads through the whole team. And then it spreads outside the team. Have you noticed that?
I know.
He's on, I know, you know, I've told these guys, and he gets going on certain things. And then the whole team, the next thing you know, Tua's saying it, and then it.
Those things are very, very real, though, man. What was it? It was the Green Bay game last year, right? That was the game that we went into. And we're like, this is it. Like, they got to go and beat a good team. And
they did not look good.
No.
They did not look good.
They did not.
In that game. And they looked like. Cold and missed a lot of tackles. It was just not. That's when Jordan Brooks came out and said, "I don't care what anybody says. We everything said about us is that's how it feels." So those guys know. Hey, by the way, that was one of the things that Bradley Chubb was just talking about, we're aware of all those things, man. We got to take care of them. We've got to get all those things taken care of and be able to get. But yeah, I just thought, all right, power rankings. All right, you know who the top teams are. I just want to see all the teams we're playing and where they have everybody. So we're playing 28, 29, 30, and 31 in games in those power. Okay. What they consider to be the four worst teams.
And we've beaten the crap out of those teams this entire time, right?
No. Well, we have with the Browns
most part, the
and
bad
Saints.
Teams, yeah.
The Jets got us at the end of the year.
Well, that was.
But the Patriots.
Things had gone off the rails at that point.
Why did I think we played the Raiders? I was thinking we play the Raiders, but we don't. I was talking, everybody's.
Wasn't the last time we played them?
Last year.
Okay. I was just saying, I remember the Ryan Fitzpatrick game.
Raiders
right?
weren't very
wasn't
good
Ryan
last year.
Fitzpatrick threw the ball up in the air or something, right? Remember that game?
Yes. Yeah. That was one of the wildest finishes. Yeah. That's where he got hit, face ripped off, completed the pass down the sideline. Got the penalty, ran out there. Jason Sanders kicked a winning field goal, ball game. It was crazy.
I think you were wishing we played them. They might be the worst team in football, right? I think the Colts and
I don't know, man.
Go neck and neck. But
if you're just looking right now, Cleveland Browns, who you play. I mean, come on. Six quarterbacks, including one.
How do you think their defensive guy over there who was like, I can't be here anymore. This team stinks.
Well, that one thing changed that. $40 million a year changed that.
Oh, he must be thrilled going into camp seeing they got six quarterbacks.
No, I mean, you're on the defensive side of the ball and you're going, what are we doing? And then the awkward part is you got a guy around that's making the most money and got one of the few fully guaranteed contracts in the NFL, one of just a handful. And he's there sitting with the team every day. He's talking about, I think I'm still going to be able to come back. He's got to know they don't want him back. They want him to go away. It has not worked. You think Deshaun Watson plays late in the year? You think somebody says, well, we're paying him. What the hell? Everybody else, we might as well put him back out there. No way.
I think it's unlikely.
Yeah, that would be.
I mean, I don't know what the pulse is in that market, but God, they must hate him.
They love their football there.
I know, but they must hate Deshaun Watson, right?
Well, just because he hasn't worked out. Look,
like,
he played great.
If you're going to sign a scumbag, like, he's at least got to be good. Right?
If he would have played great, no one would be talking about massage.
You're probably right.
Never.
You are probably right about that.
Nobody said a word about Tyreek till his numbers went way down, and then all of a sudden everything he did and said – became a lot bigger issue. But if he had 1,700 yards and 14 touchdowns, no one would say a word about any of that stuff. We've got a lot more stuff coming up this morning as we continue on here. Brett McMurphy is going to join us. He's got his latest top 25 out for On Three Sports, and we'll talk to him. By the way, where do you think Miami's coming in? Miami's coming in top 10 pretty much everywhere, but coming in number 9 with him, well, I'll tell you what, college football's got one thing. I know we've been blasting college football. One thing they've really got figured out, these games the first week are unbelievable. Texas, I didn't even realize this. Texas goes to Ohio State August 30th.
It's a 1-2.
That's 1-2.
Yeah.
Can't do any better than that. I mean, they can face each other in the playoffs later on.
Boy, that Texas is hyped up, man.
Oh!
They're doing that kid? Jeez.
Boy, nobody's been hyped like that. You're right. Nobody's been hyped like that. LSU and Clemson.
Yeah.
Pretty good game. And then the other game, Sunday, Notre Dame.
That's all top 10.
At Miami.
Battle there, top 10s.
That's, I think a lot of people got
Florida what, State Notre play Dame? Alabama, right?
Yeah, I didn't mention that one.
Good, good.
Yeah, Florida. Clemson goes to Florida State, if I'm not mistaken. I believe they go to Tallahassee for that game. Yeah, so, but my point is, man, college football jumps into some pretty good games week one. Different conferences playing each other and playing those games. My God, I was shocked at Texas was playing Ohio State.
Yeah.
Gonna be fun. All that stuff.
Their schedule must be brutal. I haven't looked at Texas's schedule, but their schedule must be brutal.
if that's
going through the SEC.
And then, oh, by the way, you're going to play a Big Ten team. Just play Ohio State.
You know what will happen, though.
There.
The team will lose by, you know, whatever, and then they'll drop like two spots.
Well, yeah.
They'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
Of course.
They played a tough game.
Long as they don't get blown out and it's a good game.
Yeah. By the way, same thing in our game, right?
Yeah, that's going to be.
And then, God forbid, Notre Dame loses because they got to have Notre Dame in the playoff.
I don't know what's going to happen.
You know the thing with Notre Dame.
I do.
They're good for business, right?
They're good for business.
Yeah.
You saw it firsthand here.
I did.
They all left at halftime, but it was great.
The money was already spent, right?
Kids. Somebody said there are like 20,000 kids puking.
Yeah.
Notre Dame Catholic kids out puking by their cars from partying so hard.
Yeah.
Never saw any of it. And you're going, don't worry, you didn't miss much. Notre Dame's just packed that place, man. They bought every suite and everything. And then they're all leaving at halftime because Alabama was just whooping that ass. Oh, my gosh, we're whooping that butt. Hey, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Man, you can't talk enough about a great product like your South Florida Chevy dealers, and they've got it rolling. Especially with the SUV family. Now, I'm not going to talk about all the big boys, the Suburbans and Tahoes and all that space and comfortable, bigger than ever. And if you need unlimited space in an SUV, you cannot go wrong with the Tahoe or the brand new Suburbans. You just can't. The 2025, they are nice, big, and comfortable. But I want to tell you this. If you're looking for the midsize, go to the all-new Equinox. You can never go wrong. It's got convenient driver tech. It's got a fantastic look and all the space for you and your family you'll ever need. Check out the electric Equinox SUV as well, also on fire right now. Then I go just a tad up in size. The 2025 Traverse, man, it's just below the Tahoe, but, man, a lot of people are going to it. It's just, again, plenty of room for you and your family. That turbocharged 2.5-inch liter engine, and then what a great look. I mean, listen, let's be honest, man. It's got to look good. That's number one, and that's what South Florida Chevy dealers are all about right now in that SUV family. Hey, check out the Silverado trucks. Best cleanup hitter we've got, Ram. Biggest seller, number one when it comes to Silverado trucks. Strong, durable Silverado trucks. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers that are going on right now. On, especially, again, selfishly, if the Dolphins.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime, Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The team the Dolphins are going to be playing, and hear what everybody has to say and all these things. And they're going through this thing about the quarterbacks with the most pressure. And so they've been all over Caleb a little bit, right? Who the Dolphins are going to see here in a couple of days. And he was a first overall pick, what, a year ago? A year ago now, second year coming up. Didn't have a bad year. What did he end up, like 20 touchdowns, six picks or something? Yeah.
Not great.
But, Woody, I...
The pressure thing is silly because there's...
Because all the quarterbacks, yeah, if your quarterback
NFL
doesn't play well...
NFL Network's whipping around, and I can't think of a market that's... Well, maybe Indianapolis, but...
No, but for quarterbacks that are high draft picks, like Kyler Murray's probably feeling a little pressure. Brock Purdy is no longer a seventh-round pick. He got paid.
Yeah.
His life changes now. They'll throw every time he plays poorly in San Fran, they're going to throw it in his face about the money. He's no longer the real nice seventh-round story, last guy taken in the draft. But you go through all these guys,
It'd
man.
It'd be tough to find a guy that's cemented in as a starter that doesn't have a pressure situation. By the way, even the good ones, like how about Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen? You don't think those guys are feeling it?
Yeah, well,
they're feeling it.
Well, they're winning a lot of games. So those two, they're going, damn, we're winning all these games.
They're not sitting there this morning like, how do we win a playoff game? They're trying to get past Kansas City.
You know, I know Lamar gets blamed for a lot of it, and he is a quarterback.
A lot of it's unfair, but.
Well, the reason being, he had a tight end that just had two of the worst plays you could have.
Yeah, and then what was it the year before?
Two of the worst plays you could have at the end of the game. Matter of fact, I don't know if they probably were concerned it was going to ruin him. To have those plays after the career Mark Andrews has had, to have those two plays, those affect you. Those don't go away like, all right, new year, it's over. Oh, hell no. You are reminded of those plays. It's funny, you can play bad in a regular season game and nobody remembers, but the deeper you go into the playoffs and you make crucial mistakes at the end, like a drop ball, a fumble, which he did both, that's what people are going to remember now. And that guy's been a hell of a player. That Mark Andrews has been one of the best tight ends in the game for a while.
One of the best ever.
Well, how about that then? And listen, let's be fair. The year before
was the Zay Flowers thing, right? Yeah,
Zay Flowers had
some plays he'd like to forget. A lot of it's unfair to Lamar, but he'll get that knock, right? Josh Allen,
I think he joins
that club too. I mean, he's got to join that club, doesn't he? As good as he is.
So Josh Allen had Kansas City, and they played. Buffalo played a horrible defense.
Everyone's had Kansas City, though, unfortunately.
No. But two plays and Eagles, kick a field goal with basically no time. Yeah. And Buffalo's defense just played it, just left too much space. And and they got a real – and Butker's one of the best kickers in the friggin' world.
Yeah.
And so he just splits the uprights and – You know,
a lot of guys have had them and have found ways to lose, though.
But you're right. Saying, but those two guys would be – because they're going, we win 13, 14 games every year. But if you don't get past Kansas City, nobody's going to talk about, by the way, all those years when Mahomes was really good, who else is in there? Nobody's going to mention Joe Burrow. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to mention Lamar. And nobody's going to mention Josh.
Joe Burrow seems to fly under the radar in that group of elite
quarterbacks,
right? He got him once.
He got him once, though.
He did. By the way, he's a strange dude. He's in that Netflix quarterback thing. Yeah. I don't know if you've had a chance to
watch it. No.
So they have Kirk Cousins in it again.
Kirk loves it. Kirk's not going away.
Yeah, he's a little much. Jared Goff's in it. He's okay.
I always wonder how they come up with those three guys.
I don't know. They're not great, but Yeah.
Well, the first quarterback was really good. I thought the wide receiver one was great too.
Well, those guys had some personalities.
Oh, you get a little, yeah.
But yeah, this most recent season of quarterback was okay. But yeah, Joe Burrow's a strange dude. But he's the problem is people put him in that elite category.
Joe?
Yeah,
I do too.
So if you put him in that category, he's got to have the same expectations. But I can't imagine anyone's pressure feels worse than Lamar and Josh Allen, especially a guy like Lamar. Like, I don't know, man. The way he plays, you got to wonder how big his window is. Josh, the same thing.
The guy runs for 1,000 yards and throws 41 touchdowns. Lamar's got, I mean, I know it's not about the regular season, about setting yourself up for the playoffs. He's really good. I don't know where you rank Lamar.
No one's saying they're not. Look, Lamar is one of the most talented guys to ever do it at that position.
I still look at the top four or five guys get a hall pass compared to some of these other guys.
Hall pass for what, though?
Hall pass when you start looking at great players. And I know you got to win a Super Bowl and you got to get to a Super Bowl.
Those guys are first ballot Hall of Famers, both of them, Josh and Lamar. They retired today. They would be, Joe.
Probably like to play a little longer, but yes.
I know, but if they retired today, they'd be first ballot Hall of Famers, but that doesn't change the fact that they still haven't gotten over the hump.
Well, no one has recently. It's been one guy.
Well, Jalen Hurts got it.
And Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. It has been one guy.
Jalen Hurts has basically been Manning was to Brady. Right?
Yeah. Eli Manning got Brady.
Eli goes around and goes, I got you twice.
Yep.
He goes, don't worry, I got everybody else, man. Had some good teams. Hey, man, it's hard to get there.
tell me about it.
I played in the last two, 17 and 19, and my ass is old, as you know.
If people don't believe it, you can see you on video now.
Hey, man, you better be careful. This weekend, I might get a whole bunch of surgeries. I might get my lips done and my eyes done and my face stretched out. I might get the hair like jet black.
Nice.
Maybe go purple or something.
Do you have a guy, like if you did need all the face procedures done, do you have someone? Like
everybody knows somebody. Come on, man.
There's a lot of them down here, right?
Yeah. Start wearing makeup in the morning. start wearing a whole bunch of makeup to try to cover up.
That's actually really why they hired Jamie to come in there and powder your face before the
Well, he hadn't done a very good job, Jamie. You got to be better than that. Hey, Jamie, you know what? Our boy Jamie, I think he met the girl. He met his girl, man. He swiped and hit love. Yeah. I always like a success story on the dating apps. I think we've got one with Jamie.
I don't know about love, but it's been a good start so far. We'll see how it goes.
He doesn't know you well enough, though, to know that this is not you're not the person to be involved.
No, he does not know that, does he? No. He's a good kid, though. Like having him around.
You've set a few up, but I've seen you.
I have not done well. I told you, the last one I did, I will not say his name, but he went for gold the first night, and it didn't go over real well. I got a call in the morning, and it was like, hey, you asked me to set your friend up. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. They went out, had drinks. She invites him back to his place. And he makes a little run at hitting a home run. And she asks him to leave. And then she calls and complains. Mm-hmm. Said the date was great up till that point. Why'd you invite him back to the house? That's the other thing. You invite somebody back to your place on the first date.
The girl you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's sending a bad message, man. That's sending a bad message to a man.
Is it?
You don't think?
I don't know. It seems like a double standard, but
I don't know. To me,
I don't know. I like what happened to your buddy last night.
That was funny.
That one got me. That was pretty funny.
That was funny, and it was just like he kind of
pretended to be interested to get the freebie.
Yeah, she got the drink.
I like that.
But she could have come back and had the second one and then, you know, got a bigger buzz and then taken off to find something better.
Did they bring the second drink? Did he actually order it?
It was right there.
Oh, boy.
And so.
So your buddy was out, what, $50?
I don't know, but hey Woody, thing. I didn't pick it up. I know that. Hey, Woody, so the funny part is he played it off. Oh, he kind of looked around, but he just kept talking to me, and I go, hey.
Oh, you brought it up.
Oh, of course. I go, hey, that drink's a little lonely
Good
over there.
You.
What happened to your girl? He goes, looks like she's not coming back.
Good for you throwing it in his face. Though,
come on, man.
I love that. Yeah,
I can't let that stuff go.
You
can't.
I agree with you.
You don't let that kind of stuff go. No way.
Yeah, so but did you guys split the check when it came?
But Jamie, I got to tell you, bud. I just so you know, don't. You're doing the right thing. I know you're.
Wait, you don't want to play Joe Rose matchmaker?
No, don't do that, Jamie. No, I've not done very well with that. No, it's kind of like this computer keeps going out. It just has not worked out.
Hey, we're gonna get there with that, though.
I don't know, man.
I don't know what's been tougher for you, relationships or computers. Man, computers are not your friend.
No. I think maybe these looks, maybe this thing's turned off by just looking at me, too. Maybe that's been
the Dakota thing was bad, man. Remember every morning you'd wake up and you'd have to go down to that laptop?
For the what?
And when you were working from home during COVID, you'd go down and you'd see the
laptop.
That was
a disaster.
I'd get a call every morning.
I didn't know how to get.
You'd be fighting with that thing.
I didn't know how to get connected. And you'd explain it over and over, and it was just...
And then I felt bad because you'd have to wake the people up in your house. Your poor daughters have to come down and help you. They were not amused.
About destroyed all the relationships in the Rose family. That thing by itself. Hey,
you're building it back up, though, right?
Yeah, oh, I'm working on relationships.
Would you say you watched baseball all weekend?
I'm a relationship worker, except when the Yankees are playing the Marlins. Then I got a little carried away.
What about when they play the Astros? Did you let that one go?
The what?
The Astros, is that... family time.
You know, I didn't see any of it last night because I was at the.
Oh, because you were out drinking at the Hard Rock, yeah.
Sipping
with a buddy. Okay,
just sipping.
That's good. What'd you say, by the way, when you left to do that?
I know one thing. I didn't tell my wife that story because I didn't know how it would go over. Because then she's going. So what? You guys have you guys sitting over there with women buying them drinks, and I didn't want to get connected with it, so I just. Didn't say anything about it. I just told you because I knew you'd get a good laugh.
You're learning. Yeah, that would have been a really bad story to tell.
But he left that drink there. I mean, and it was like, hey, I looked at my watch. I go, it's been a while. What happened to Don Juan, man? What happened there, brother? And then look. I give him credit, though. He said, well, then looked like you came back for number two, did she? I go, no. Must have been an emergency in the family, man. She forgot to say thank you and good night to you.
Was he 0-for-1? That was it? I mean, he gave up after that one.
I left. He was still down there.
Okay.
Hey, you're on the road. 3,000 miles away. Little different situation for the guy.
So he's from out west?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't try to guess.
I'm not guessing. Other people are. And
there's nobody to guess.
Unfortunately, with this one, I can't say if someone guesses. I don't know who it is.
No, there's no reason.
I don't know your.
You know what? Let's keep all the stories clean, and kind of stay away from trying to. You don't want to end up saying somebody's name, and as a former teammate or something, and then they get upset. They're going, "Hey, dude, I wish you wouldn't do that." Cause a lot of guys don't like. I got people who told me, "Please leave my name out of your mouth when you tell stories. I'd appreciate it. Whatever you did, you want to talk about all the dumb stuff you did when you were younger? Go ahead." But if I was with you, please leave me out of your story.
Did you tell him that's part of the show, is including people in stories?
No, I tell him you try to bait me into doing it, but I'm getting better about it.
That used to be your big thing. Like if someone would say, please don't talk about this, you would do it. It would be like them, you know, double daring you to go on the air and do
it. I have hurt some people that I like a lot. I have hurt through the years. I have. In the name of entertainment, and it wasn't worth it. No, when somebody's mad, it's not worth it. It doesn't. No, I'm being serious. Yeah. You think everything's funny because nobody knows who your friends are. And so if you say something,
my friends are
like four guys all laugh about it, and that's it. Yeah. Hey, I got to tell you, two guys I'm not laughing about that I love what they're doing. Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Yeah, the partners of Cohen and Judah Injury Law Firm, Personal Injury Attorneys in Plantation. I was reading the reviews last night, and they had this same theme coming over and over again. Communication, getting updates on your case, being able to get a hold of them on the weekends and getting great results. I'm talking about the same partners who will handle your case from start to finish. There are no other attorneys in there. All you're getting is 30 years of experience each from these guys who are going to work on your case, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results and small enough just to call you back. Hey, look, if you're not getting what you expected when you signed and you met and they shook your hand, the guy that's got his name or the partners who have their name on the law firm, and you're thinking, oh boy, one of these guys is going to handle my case. And then you find out they've got 20 other attorneys who are going to handle it. And you're going, ooh, that's a little bit of a letdown. You won't get that with Harvey and Gary, I promise you that. Go to CohenandJudah.com, read the reviews, partners who you can always reach. I got to tell you, man, make you feel good. Some of the results, the amount of money they've been able to get people. Matter of fact, if you're a Dolphins fan, they'll work with you. They'll work with you. And I think you'll be real happy when you see the personal touch you get from Harvey and Gary. Injuries caused by negligence, anything, slip and fall, automobile accident, or anything else, go to CohenandJudah.com. That's 866-FAIR-FEE. And remember this, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Oh, I think he's really good.
Okay. I do too, but I don't know how that's going to end, man.
By the way, you don't have to apologize.
Have leverage, like they were
James
saying,
Cook doesn't have to apologize because he has a really good offensive line and Josh Allen for the quarterback, but yeah. That guy had a hell of a year.
Mm-hmm.
He's really good.
So anyway, this premieres tonight, Joe, 9 o'clock on whatever they're calling HBO these days.
What, everybody changing names
Max,
now?
Max, HBO, Max, yeah. Max, HBO, whatever the hell it's called.
Woody, now. They're getting me on all these apps, man. Good God.
Yeah. Well, ESPN's going direct. I don't even know if that's happened yet. So you'll have that coming up.
What do you mean?
You'll be able to buy, like, standalone ESPN is going to be its own thing. So you'll be able to buy that. I guess you won't need to buy the NFL package anymore. That thing was like...
I'm dying to see. By the way, because of our friends, I've said this. A couple of our guys want to make sure.
Yeah, I know.
Still around.
My God, I think they keep
it. Does ESPN bring everybody aboard and go, hey, they still need bodies to run it.
And they need good talent. Because they have a severe lack of that.
They're not. So they don't think that.
They don't, but I feel like most people do, but I don't know. They should raid the NBA something, NBA TV. I don't even know who's on that thing, but it's got to be better than what they're throwing out at us.
ESPN's not that bad. I get some of the shows. They've overdosed on certain personalities. I agree.
What we need to have happen is we need Stephen A. on Sundays, and you'll come in on Monday all riled up. That's what we need.
By the way, Stephen A.'s pushing to do more NFL.
Yeah, of course he is.
And I like watching his show. I like sometimes the topics they're talking about. But he gets on this thing about, I do a lot of NFL with all these guys every day. He wanted to be more than I was like, oh, Stephen A., you're doing enough, man. You're doing enough. No more. No more, man.
Speaking of no more here, Joe, LSU put up a hype video. Did you happen to catch this by any chance?
No.
They had to delete said hype video here because the video opened up with a black and white image of a watchtower, reminiscent, of course, of the incident in 2010 with their current head coach. Remember Brian Kelly?
Yeah.
Had an incident with a tower, and he
did not go well.
Lightning. Just one of the many reasons Brian Kelly is one of the great mutants in all of sports. But they had to delete the video because that was just not.
He's not. He is not a very likable guy. No. And I don't know him. No. He could be the nicest guy if you meet him one on one.
Well, he's got that Southern hospitality, that accent, you know. I mean, he really.
I talked to a former Dolphin who was with him at Notre Dame, who was not a big fan. Not a big fan
really?
Of the guy. Yeah.
He just seems like the biggest piece of crap on earth, the way he humiliates those kids on television.
Notre Dame hit a jackpot on the replacement, though.
Yes, they did.
A jackpot.
That guy, I mean, it's amazing. These guys get recycled and find their way to all these different places. But
hey, he's won a lot of games. He wins everywhere he goes. But this LSU thing, they want to can't be LSU. We've got to be Georgia or Alabama. They want to step in. Now Texas jumping in the big party, too.
Texas is with that quarterback, man. My God. They say he's the next Tim Tebow. Isn't that what they said about him?
Which one? This poor guy from Manning?
Yeah.
Arch? Poor Arch.
Better be good, Arch.
You got to give Arch credit, though. He goes, man, I played two games. You guys are going a little over the top about me being the first overall pick. I played two games.
How old is he, 19, 20?
Can't be too old. He sat for the first 2 years, 18, 19. He can't be older than 20.
God, man, imagine being that age and that level of pressure. That's
brutal. You think it's helped that his grandfather?
He's 21.
21.
So at least he can drink.
He's been around Peyton and Eli. And
he looks young, though.
Been around the Manning family. Number one, he was a five-star. I think he was the number one recruit coming out his year, wasn't he?
Yes.
By the way, can't wait to see Dia Bell play this year on American Heritage Plantation. Five-star quarterback out of American Heritage Plantation. You got to go one night with me, Woody. It's not too far from the house.
Ah, yeah, that's true. I've ran into some people, some kids. They're like, oh, yeah, well, that's where we go. So, yeah, maybe we'll do that, Joe. All right, we didn't touch on this yesterday, but did you happen to catch the SummerSlam over the weekend?
No.
Not in your wheelhouse here?
No.
Anyway, we had a return of Brock Lesnar. Remember Brock Lesnar?
I do.
Some
the big fella.
Said they were a little bit surprised about his return because of his appearance in the Vince McMahon lawsuit.
Wow.
I get too deep into why he was in there. Nevertheless, people were a little surprised to see him.
Yeah.
That event, by the way, people were going nuts over that thing with John Cena and Cody Rhodes.
I got to tell you, it seems like...
People are into it, man.
That sport is doing just fine. That entertainment is doing just fine.
I think sport is okay. I was okay with that. They call it sports entertainment.
Sports entertainment. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. But that thing is very popular right now. They're getting monster numbers and selling out.
And they bring some of the old guys, and they'll bring celebrities in that will, you know, do some things and keep it fresh. Yeah, good stuff.
All right, and our last one here this morning, Joe, a little sticky one here. The WNBA fan who was accused of throwing a toy on the court has been arrested and faces multiple charges here. I'm guessing this guy thought he was doing something funny here. Now we have counts of disorderly conduct, public indecency / indecent exposure.
Where does somebody like, so look, I like entertainment and a good laugh. Where would that guy think that was going to be funny?
I don't know. His name is Delbert, by the way.
Is he all there?
Delbert. I don't know.
Was Delbert missing a few marbles upstairs? Not quite a full deck?
He's 23. He probably thought that this was a funny thing to do.
He thought everybody that was like the girls go over and pick it up and go, that's funny. This is what we use. This is great. This is funny. Damn. I don't get it. I mean, it gets you laughing.
I didn't know you were going to say that.
No, like, it's just stupid. You're still laughing.
That's.
Did he think everybody that was at the game was going to go, that's, forget the game, that's funny?
Probably not the people at the game, no. They probably wanted to see the game.
Wow.
Not funny, though.
Not funny.
Not a laughing matter.
Not a laughing matter. Not a laughing matter at all, no.
And by the way, not a laughing matter for this dude. He actually had to spend some time in jail. Imagine going into jail. Like, I don't know if they put you in like a community area to start, but like, imagine going in and they're like, what are you here for?
And you say, well, what would you say? Woody, go ahead. What do you say?
You threw a toy on the court at a game.
A sex toy?
No, just a toy.
Toy.
What?
Somebody goes, that's not funny, and punches him in the face, or somebody says, that was funny.
But what if they give this guy, like, these seem like serious charges. I don't know.
I don't know. You're really in? I don't know. You've been into this story. You brought it up, like, the last hour 20 times.
One more part. So the guy's 23. What do you do when you go and apply for a job? Because you got to, I assume, I haven't applied for a job in a minute here, but, like, I assume you have to disclose things like this.
I'm guessing that nobody's going to chuckle.
Jamie just applied for a job. Do you have to disclose if you've been arrested recently? Like, is that a thing?
They do, like, a background check
on
you.
Oh, boy.
Make sure.
So that would probably show up in the background check, I would imagine.
So when you do your call with these people, like, you know, the corporate people or whatever, they're like, hey, you know, we see this on your thing. Like, what did you do? What happened? Why did you get charged with these things?
Probably not a...
You say, I was the guy? Do you remember?
No, this is where you go, I thought it was funny. Nobody else did. Okay.
Do you blame?
Or do you go, I had
drinking,
six beers.
Alcohol, yeah,
you hit the beer.
Yeah.
I was at a pub down the street. I drank a few too many beers, but it never happens unless I'm drinking. I do something stupid like that.
I don't want to read any of these texts coming in about it, but they are funny. Thank you.
Why don't you read one? No. Go ahead and give me one.
I'm not going to read, like, this. Oh, the thing on the court, more entertaining than the game. I'm not going to read that.
All right. All right, you done, Woody? Because you just hit that thing for, like, 7 minutes.
Well, it was a big story. Wasn't it multiple games? Didn't it happen in multiple games?
You asked me, did I think it was funny?
And I did not ask you that.
You go, is that funny? I go, no, that's not funny.
I did not ask
it's
you
not
that.
Funny.
And that's not how you responded.
That's not. It's not funny.
It's. Well, what do you think is worse? The person that like decides like I'm going to run on the field naked, or the guy who chucks that on the court?
I don't get that
what's
either.
Bigger...
I don't get taking your clothes off and getting arrested and getting taken down to the police station. I don't get that either. I know
that's
they let
situation.
You out right away, but you still got to get an attorney. It's probably $1,500. Somebody told me it's like $1,500.
Oh, they're expensive.
I don't get that. Or how about getting ready for a big game and you punch a guy in the face because.
Yeah.
He says your team sucks and you've been drinking and you got some courage water in you and you punch him in the face.
Yeah, and he falls down, he smashes his head. Yeah, no, great. A lot of strange stuff happened at these games.
Yeah.
But that the one about the running on the field thing, though, that's when you got bad friends. That's when you know you got crappy friends.
Yeah, but you got Derek. A lot of times
that's not good.
Like, dude, I swear to God, we'll pay for we'll both throw in $1,000 or $500 if you run out there.
But that's when you know it's time for new friends. Like, if your friends allow you to do that, first of all, they allow you to do anything that gets you thrown in jail. But if you're at a game and you're drunk and they're like, hey, dude, go for it now. Like, security's not looking. Go for it. Then you need new friends.
But once you're out there, you're toast. You got... NFL's got more security now than ever for people that decide, let me go ahead and take my pants off and show my little guy out here and run around a little bit and see if one of the players will shake hands with me while they're out there.
They've done it a lot to Messi, by the way. Messi gets people run at him all the time. Yeah. But that's when these security guards, it's their moment.
All right.
And we've seen some big hits.
I don't know, but you've taken this. Are you done now? Because you've hit this one story. You've been absolutely infatuated with this one story.
It was a big story. Oh, my God. We didn't get to it on Monday. We had too much buildup on Monday.
You just love that whole thing. I think you've got one of those things at your house. All right. Hey, listen, we got to go to break here. We've got the 8 o'clock hour coming up. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.